This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and this is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, sponsored by Maple Street Business Biscuit Company and also Troy Dooley's Tattoo Parlor, along with Contact Mapping. So it is going to be quite the show, and I just want to let you know I love all of you, and it's been an interesting week. Letters, another round of letters coming from the FTC, going out, and it's scary stuff. And what I want to talk about with Rob Sperry and Troy Dooley is not biscuits, even though there is a new pork biscuit that Troy's all a Twitter about. It's going to be something quite deep, don't you think, called figuring this whole thing out and putting the light on Rob Sperry, because he was so brave that he's actually the first guy that did a live event coming out of COVID, and it was really, really cool. He had a big event in Vegas, in Nevada, not necessarily Vegas, and I saw Jordan Adler stop by, and they did all the compliance to make sure everybody was 6 feet away and wore masks and that whole deal. But I'm telling you what, he is a leading edge, early adapting guy. And Rob Sperry, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. I'm excited. I'm wearing my bright orange shirt for those of you that have a visual, just because, you know, when you got the Adrian and Tom here, you got to really stand out. And then you throw Mr. Troy Dooley, and it's like, geez, I got to really try to stand out. So I got the orange shirt on. That's my go-to move today.
You're a very good-looking man. You love him, don't you?
I do love him, and I love the orange shirt. It's just the whole thing.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Maybe that's like the Idaho State Broncos, though.
Right. Yeah. So what's the story, Troy Dooley? Why are you on here? What's going on out there in the world of compliance? It's nothing but deep water and people getting the crud scared out of them. People selling tickets because it scares people and fear sells. Do we have anything to worry about?
Well, you know, I think we've finally come to a tipping point where we need to start truly looking at each other and holding each other accountable, not in a let's blast everybody way, but, you know, and I've said this off the air. We see that commercial all the time that says friends don't let friends drive drunk. And I think that's where we're at in direct sales right now. If we see someone that it could be crossing the line, whether they're with a company that we're with or another company, if they're a friend of ours, then we need to be contacting them and saying, hey, I think you crossed the line. You need to be careful on this, you know, and if that doesn't work, then it, you know, we'll have to make a public statement on it. And I think uplines, downlines, sidelines, companies, if everybody works together and we look at what the FTC is doing, they've sent out, I mean, a boatload of letters. We can see what they're kind of honing in on. And now we've got to literally say, okay, let's fix this. Let's stop talking about income claims, especially without any kind of link back to an income disclosure statement. Let's stop making any type of claims about COVID or Corona. I don't want to see somebody say, I got a product coming out that's going to stop riots and protesting. We can't touch this stuff if we want to do what's right and not have regulators taking care of it for us.
What do you think of that? And here's the deal. Everybody thinks it's somebody else's job. And as I was thinking about the show today, I called Sperry on the phone. Of course, he didn't take my call. So then I'm thinking, what am I going to do here? How am I going to get some compliance going into this? Because I was thinking about Rob Sperry and what a trainer to the profession he is and what a stand for professional network marketing he is, which is no income claims, no product claims, education, education, education. That's what you're doing, Rob. But everybody thinks it's somebody else's job, and we make it our job, but it's everybody's job starting at the very top. Right, Rob?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at the best compliance is culture. When it becomes where it's just socially unacceptable, then that's when it catches on. I mean, if you think back to the studies when they tried to get people to brush their teeth and they couldn't until it became a social issue where it's like, you don't brush your teeth? I can't believe that. I can't believe you don't brush your teeth. And it's the same thing as far as compliance goes. And the thing that people don't understand is it's not just protecting the entire network marketing profession, which is a huge thing. Don't be selfish, right? But it's also the right way to create long-lasting success. Because when you make those false type of claims and when you get into the hype zone, what you do is you end up sacrificing long-term gains for short-term gains. And that never creates what people really want to create, because everybody wants time freedom. Everyone wants to create some sort of residual income. And the problem is easy in, easy out. And we treat this like a get-rich-quick scheme program. And then it's net lottery ticket marketing, net hoping, net wishing, net looking around, right? Not net work marketing. And then we got people like, after 4 months, I've made $100. This thing sucks. Whereas in traditional business, most businesses don't turn a profit for 3 years. Real estate, my piece of property, one of my rental properties, it's worth $300,000. So I'd have to put $60,000 down, and then I would hope to cash flow a couple hundred dollars a month, and then hope that they don't bail on rent and nothing breaks. So this is incredible. It's not easy, but we pitch it as so easy, and we think that it's just compliance, but it's also more than compliance. It's actually to help you to build a successful, sustainable business.
That's really well said. And the underlying theme of that is that so much of what is wrong in the stuff that the FTC is going after is that people are trying to make it sound easier than it is or better than it is. And most of the time it doesn't work. And when it does, it only works in the short term. And so if you're really trying to build a residual income, then you're shooting yourself in the foot by doing that. So it's actually against your own interest to do that, even if these watchdogs aren't breathing down everybody's neck.
So what's our next move? I mean, as I think about this, and with a guy like Rob Sperry and a guy like Troy DeLink, both of you guys were very successful network marketers. And you bounced out to get to the training side. And you had to have done that for a reason. You were both making giant dough. Was it some sort of conscious decision that you decided to go train the profession and you couldn't do it within your own company? Your company wasn't as good as you were. What is it that had both of you guys step out and say, I'm going to become an Eric Worre, I'm going to become a Ray Higdon, I'm going to become a Fraser Brooks, I'm going to become a Todd Falcone, I'm going to become a Danny Clark? What was it?
So for me, it's probably, I'll just say it, I used to make fun of trainers and coaches, right?
Yeah.
I made fun of network marketers as well, and then became one. Made fun of coaches. I'm like, if you can't build, go train. That was my perspective as I looked at it. And, I mean, that's just full disclosure. If you would have asked me even 2 years prior to start coaching, to me, it wasn't even a possibility. In my mind, it wasn't even a 1% possibility. And as I started posting consistent content on social media, I wanted to create leverage for my team, and I wanted to become a much better communicator. And so I'm like, I'm just going to put myself out there and do it the right way. And then as I started doing that, I started growing a much larger and larger following. And that's when it started hitting me of, you know, maybe I could feel like, right? I know that it's not the exact terminology we love using, upline, but we understand what that means. But maybe I could be an upline of everyone. And of course, it's not everyone, but of many different leaders and companies and help provide the insights. And most people don't remember this or don't know this, but I coached tennis. That's what I did for 7 years. I was a tennis coach. I was a tennis guy. I ran a tennis club, taught tennis. Everything I did was breaking down complex things and making them simple and working with personalities and different teams. And then I even coached a high school tennis team for free once I started in this profession. And I coached a high school team for 13 years. And did it for free. Just, I love that kind of coaching. I just never thought it would be in this. And so for me, as I was in a transitional period of, do I jump back in and find a company or do I coach? I started coaching. And then at some point, I knew I had to make the decision. And Tom, you were one of the people that called me out and said, hey, I'll promote you. But I loved it. You said, you just got to tell me. Just be straight up with me. And tell me, are you going to go back in the field And if you are, just say it. You said, I don't really care. I just need to know who you are and what you're doing. And I told you at first, I'm like, I'm not sure yet. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you I'm sure until I'm sure. And then once I knew, you were one of the very first people I called. And I said, yeah, I'll never, ever, ever go back. And you didn't even challenge me. You said, okay, I believe you. I trust you. And now you know that. I think you thought that, hoped that, right before, and now you know that. And so for me, it's one of those things where I literally wake up, and you should see my to-do list. It's like literally I put 25 things, and then I narrow it down to top three and focus on those. I wake up excited. This is something I could see myself doing in 15, 20-plus years. I'm passionate about it. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I can make a bigger difference, and I just absolutely love it. So it just happened. It was never the plan, but I'm grateful for everything I went through and building so that I could actually learn it and understand the field so I can understand both sides.
Cool. How about you, Dooley?
You know, it's similar to Rob on the fact that I wanted to help everyone coming out of the Marine Corps and already being a coach, leading others. What I found is in 2010 when I made this shift, was we had a lot of wonderful reps in the field that had decided they wanted to be company owners, but yet they didn't know how to run a business. They knew how to run a distributorship. And we saw a lot of mistakes being made, kind of like we do today, where there were a lot of income claims, there's a lot of healthcare claims. And I was privileged to be mentored by Rod Cook at the time, who was the MLM watchdog. And he kind of guided me down a certain path. And said, look, if you can help people understand the complexities of marketing and compliance so that they can let those two merge together in social media, that you'll make a place for yourself. And that's literally what we've done. And now I'm able to help those people. I help top reps in the field. We help everyone when we do the videos that we do. But then I help a lot of companies get it right the first time. Because, man, everybody's excited, Tommy. You know how it is. I mean, a guy comes out with a new product that's going to put hair on your head. And he's making claims about it before the FDA's even looked at it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. Both of you guys are on my short list of people that I trust, that I know have no agenda or anything going on the side that is completely contrary to what they're saying from the stage. And I really, really appreciate that. It is critically important that the integrity starts at the top of the companies, for the promoters or whatever you guys call yourself, the trainers. And also the top reps. And you've got to be congruent with what you say your word is. And that's all I've ever asked. So we're going to take a little break. It is a great day. And thank you, GCN, for sponsoring the show for 12 years. Thank you, Ted Anderson, sponsored by ContactMapping.com. We will be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, sponsored by ContactMapping.com. I'm trying to get that on the regular radio these days, and I always say it in the breaks and I always forget to say it on Ted Anderson's 550 radio stations, and I get in trouble. So anyway, we've got Rob Sperry and Troy Dooley here, and these guys are deep thinkers and really, really good people. And Troy was telling me during the break about a company that terminated a couple of people for speaking out about Black Lives Matter. And they just gave them the heave-ho. And I don't care what side of the coin you're on as a company. You can go look at the CrossFit guy or a myriad of everybody, Roger Goodell. I don't care who it is. I don't think that you as a company owner need to be a judge and jury out there. You're going to have a complete army of reps that are of every race, every creed, everything. And the name of the game is, again, go back to what ContactMapping.com is all about. Love like crazy, then love more. Troy, it's bad. That's a pandemic in itself. These people that think that they own people, right?
Well, we can look at it like that. And I do think that's part of it. I think the bigger issue is fear. And for years, especially in direct sales, we'll use from stage that fear is false evidence appearing real. The dilemma is in the 2020, that fear has become alive. Whether it's with the pandemic, whether it's with protests, whether it's with riots, people are feeling the fear from the corporate level down. And when everyone's watching the TV, when everyone's trying to make, I think, informed decisions, there are going to be people that cross that line. And in direct sales for decades now, probably since the start of the Afghan war, we have all talked about if we could get more people in our organizations, we'd have less war, we'd have less racism, we'd have less everything. Because we all hang out together. And one place that you can see this, if people really just focus on it for a minute, when you look at the millennials in direct sales, they are a wild and crazy bunch of kids, and they don't know what color anybody is. They're just out there having fun. They're out there growing businesses together. They don't care if you were poor yesterday, rich today, if you were black yesterday and purple tomorrow. They don't care. They don't care what sex you are. They're out there building a business and trying to change the community. And I think some of the company owners and some of the reps in the field need to do the same thing. Stop trying to be the judge and jury. If you have an opinion, you're an independent distributor. You have the right to tell your opinion. But before you do that, you need to look at your policies and procedures, because almost every policy and procedure has a clause in it that says that you must put the company's reputation as a focal point. So whatever you put on Facebook, whatever you put on social media, whatever you're tweeting, whatever that's called, you have to be cautious in that. You've got to balance it a little bit. And company owners, company compliance teams, you need to make sure you hire a constitutional attorney to make sure you're not crossing the lines in what somebody puts on their personal profile that has nothing to do with your company, because this is a balancing act. And I think if we all work together, if we all try to educate each other, if we all just bring it down a notch with our fear, we can work through this and we'll be better for it.
So, Ross Berry, as you train people, you are like one of the top trainers in the profession, in my opinion. You train people not to make income claims, health claims, not to be unprofessional, not to throw up on people. You teach them the high road, don't you?
Always, 100%. I think yeah. Those principles are timeless, right? I mean, they're just timeless principles. The other things are for the weak, and it looks like the shortcut, but the perceived shortcut ends up becoming the long road. It ends up becoming the road where it's like another shortcut, another shortcut, another shortcut, another shortcut. And if you would have just gone the right way the first time, even though it's perceived as longer, it's the right way and ends up becoming shorter. So you just have to understand that. And that's why, you know, we always hear Curtis Groom say, marry the process, divorce the results. Easier said than done, because we're drama kings and queens. Someone great joins your business and it's like, oh, I'm going to Bora Bora. I'm going to be retired. This is awesome. New Range Rover. And then someone good quits your business. Oh, I don't have any time. I'm not good enough. I don't know anyone. My friends just don't like this kind of thing, right? So we got to learn to discipline our disappointments. We got to learn typically things aren't as good as you really think they are, and they're not as bad as you think they are. They're somewhere in the middle. And as soon as we learn to manage those emotions and truly marry the process and divorce the results, is when we can actually start focusing on the solutions more rather than the drama, which I say this out of experience, because you guys know I'm as low-key as it gets, and I was a drama king in my mind. I didn't let my wife know because I was too macho, too tough, but in my mind it was like, I was like this. In my fifth month in the business, I made less than $400 a month, worked 80 hours a week, and she was like, is this going to work? I'm like, uh-huh. And in my mind I was like, I have no freaking clue if this is going to work, but I'm just going to keep going step by step and make it happen.
All right, let's take a little break because we got to pay the advertisers. So here we go. We're coming back right after this. This is the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for listening. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The city of Houston opened to 75% capacity, but it might not last long as officials are cautioning they may need to order people back home and open a COVID-19 hospital at NRG Stadium, a football complex, as the coronavirus cases surge in the nation's fourth largest city.
Here's Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge, who is the top official for the county's 5 million residents.
We've had the highest hospitalization number. It's only grown from there. The numbers we're seeing are very significant.
I'm growing increasingly concerned that we may be approaching the precipice of a disaster.
At least 18 states have seen a spike in hospitalization since Memorial Day. In Texas alone, more than 84,000 people have been sickened by the virus, and there have been 1,950 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 55,000 have recovered. This is USA Radio News. The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torgowski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back. It's the Network Marketing Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, sponsored by ContactMapping.com, which we have not mentioned in one commercial so far, which is unbelievable. No wonder we're broke. But at the end of the day, everybody, I have got two great guests with me today, Troy Dooley and a guy named Rob Sperry. And Rob Sperry, it's RobSperry.com. I called Rob on the phone. I said, what do you want to promote? And he said, nothing, man. I just want to make a contribution. I said, Troy, what do you want to promote? He said, Maple Street Biscuit Company. I go, okay, well, it's got no problem. We're going to get a couple free biscuits out of this deal. So that's where we are. So is there a website, Troy? Because this thing's going out over 550 radio stations all over the world and on the podcast. Do you get any more leverage from actually having some real ears on it on the radio? So do they have a website or is it?
Yeah, MapleStreetBiscuitCompany.com.
Oh, sweet. That's right. A good deal. All right, back to the real radio. And, God, you got Jordan Adler listening. You've got the great Danny Clark, who's going to have a huge event, another one, which is exciting, coming along. Yeah. And I'm just in awe because I look at that and I see that happening. And I see that basically Rob Sperry and Troy Dooley and a few of these other guys had babies. Like, you know, because Danny wasn't doing it. And all of a sudden he stepped out and he decided to jump in the deep water and he linked arms with guys like you guys. And all of a sudden he's coming out with integrity, doing what he's doing. And it just makes me proud to know you guys because you know me really, really well. And I've called you both out big time about full disclosure. I said, I don't care what you do as long as you disclose it. Just don't ever let me catch you doing something that you said you weren't doing. And both of you have lived up to that at a major league level. But what I love about you is you're kind of raising the bar for all the outside trainers in the profession. And they're realizing that integrity is everything. And I want to thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for holding us to that standard at the beginning. When you called me out, I'm like, whoa, this guy's coming guns blazing. But you're one of those people that's insanely loyal. If you cross Tom, but as long as you stick to what you said, the guy's as loyal as it gets, which I can 100% respect. And Adrian, you already know that. And Troy, I know you can respect that as well.
Absolutely.
And what about the Bitcoin world? I mean, here's the deal. These network marketers are making income claims for like $500 a month. You know, and it's the FTC's writing letters, and I keep seeing all that. But these Bitcoin people and these coin deals and all these Forex, these guys are talking billions of dollars they're supposedly making in a week. Are they ever going to crack down on those guys, you guys, or is it just the wild west?
No, and I think that's probably part of the issue that we see in traditional direct sales is because they see all these wild income claims over here. So people think, well, if I'm going to compete, then I need to do the same thing. And I think we need to get rid of competition. If you actually have a phenomenal product, phenomenal company, phenomenal team, then just go dominate with that. Don't try to compete with everybody. Okay, I can remember when Amway was out there and everybody thought Amway was the only company, but you had Fuller Brush, Shackley, Watkins, you had Herbalife coming on. Nobody knew because they were so focused into what they were doing. Social media comes along and, you know, we're looking at all kinds of things. So you need to focus in on your company. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. But Tom, to your question, right now there are some major investigations. There's been some SEC letters. I've received three this week from three different people in three different companies. So there's major investigations going on in the crypto, Forex, I mean, that whole sub-niche that's in the financial side. There's some major investigations going on where now we see where the agents are actually saying, hey, I want to talk to you. I've got some questions about this company, whether it's a former company or current company. We are starting now to see the SEC take a little active role, too. So this staying at home, this COVID thing, I mean, these guys, you know, they got bored. Now they're out there really digging in, I think, starting to send letters to people.
So, Rob, do you train people to go to a company that is reputable, a product that is reputable? Do you tell people that, or do you just, when they come to you, you're just going to train them and it's buyer beware? I mean, do you try to let these people understand that there is risk with any security, whether it's Bitcoin or Forex or anything to do that the SEC or anybody else can get involved with? There's probably some risk there because it's a security. Do you actually tell people to go, this is hard work that takes a long time? And I don't think people get that unless people like you guys are telling them, don't go in there because you're going to build an organization, then it's going to go off a cliff. Everybody's going to hate you. People will go to jail, and you're going to have to start over, and you're going to have a tainted reputation. Do you train that?
Yeah, what I found is the best way to train on stuff like that is by asking a lot of questions. Questions are the answers. And by asking questions of, what are you looking for? Are you looking for something that's long-term? Okay, who has done it? What companies have done it long-term? What are the companies that happened? Why haven't they? And help them with a series of questions rather than always coming in and saying, do this, don't do this. Now, are there a couple companies, I won't say publicly, you would, Troy, maybe, but are there every so often, right, where I'm just like, I've got to help them out. Like, I'm sorry. I'm like, please don't announce this publicly. And if you do, I'll admit it because you know me. I'm always just straightforward, but I'm like, don't. don't go there, don't do that. And that's always an issue. And the other thing that's kind of a side topic, and we probably don't want to go there now, is I get a message probably every, one of my goals is to not even exaggerate a little bit. I would say I get a message in minimum once a week of a leader that is trying to get me to not like another leader.
Oh, yeah.
Because their experience, which is probably truthful, but I have to go off my experience, but their experience was bad. And they're like, did you know how bad this leader is? And they did this and this and this. I'm like, how am I supposed to know? Because, you know, someone else tells me this person's incredible. Someone else tells me this person's awful. I'm like, I don't, I mean, my whole thing is I got to see people for the best. And until I see them do something that is, you know, and we all believe in forgiveness, but until I see something, I feel like this person's just downright shady, then no. And yeah, I've had people that, you know, I've had to block, of course, people that I've had to make sure aren't part of my top leader of leaders, right? The top earners and that sort of thing, of course.
Yeah, that integrity thing is so important. And one of the things, and I'd love you to talk a little bit about this because you just got off the back of doing this big mastermind, is, you know, one of the things that you do really well is you're bringing leaders from different companies together and actually building bridges instead of having all this back chat and all this crud going on. And so talk a little bit about that mastermind and, you know, especially anything that you've seen that's maybe new or that kind of came out of that mastermind that we can learn from as far as what's working right now or new kind of innovative things that people are doing.
Yeah, successful people just do the basics better. So the basics are always timeless principles, but the techniques change and adapt. Some of the things I've seen some of the top leaders do better and better is outsource. They're doing better with virtual assistants. They're outsourcing and punting on their weaknesses and doubling down on their strengths. So I'll give you an example. I mean, some of these top leaders are like, look, I'm posting my content, but I'm posting on Facebook, and now I'm having somebody go repurpose my content so it's still me on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Pinterest, right? On my blog. Things like that. Things like recognition. They're like, why are they spending all this time when they have an automated process when someone hits this rank when their strength is, right, their uniqueness is their leadership, is their leading from the front, right? Different things like that. And so I've seen a lot of these top leaders more and more and more leveraging their time better so they can be more effective with that time that they have and really, really double down on their strengths. And, of course, there's other things. I mean, you know, branding's become a really, really huge thing. Leaders have started to brand themselves much better. And when I say brand, I just mean the right way. Some of you guys get so complicated. Just figure out what are the main things you always want to talk about. Stick to those main things. It's not always your business. I mean, you see me, I'm always talking about my wife, I'm always talking about my family. I've done 4 family getaways this year already. I did 7 family trips last year, right? So it's more than just your business. Everything ties in because people are buying you, right? That's an important theme. As far as leadership goes, right? I understand, like, as a company, you don't have a legitimate product or company. You got nothing. I mean, that's the foundation as you go. But you've got to develop that. So, that's like a quick 2-minute version of several days that we could go in depth on.
Well, you've made a difference, I'll tell you that, and I appreciate that. And I think about what you guys are up to and what you're trying to accomplish, and I'm in awe of it because I don't think the companies are doing it. And again, it's a small handful of people that are so serious about that because they're so morally and integrally strong that they're making this stand for, let's go back and train these people and train the companies. And, you know, you've said several times, Troy, and you, Rob Sperry, hey, I want to talk to this company, that company. I think I can help them come back into the lane because it doesn't feel like they're paying attention to it. What do you think about that, Troy? I mean, do you think that they just need to bring, you know, I know you love that one lady that I can't think of her name. Tough lady. Yeah, that lady. Yeah, scares me out of my wits because she walked up to me one time and just stuck her finger in my chest. Said, you don't know jack smackety smack about compliance, Tom. I need to be on your show. And I kicked Robert Kiyosaki off because she scared me so bad. Yeah, she is bad to the bone. But we need people like that out there really leading that can help with that, right?
Yeah, we really do. She, matter of fact, Donna Marie, I call her the queen of compliance because she can go into a company, clean up their team, train their team, put them in the place where all the processes are in place so that it becomes that educational side. You know, so many times people think compliance is like bringing the hammer down because the teams that are in compliance have no people skills whatsoever. I mean, at all. And that hurts more than it helps. So Donna Marie has a very good ability to do that. But I think what companies should look at is that educational process on the onboarding side. If they would just put some really fun little creative animated videos on the onboarding side that says, hey, you understand you can't make these weird income claims, you can't make healthcare claims, you can't do that, that's going to stick in people's mind. People want the education. That's why Rob and Eric and all these guys are out there able to do these giant events is because people are hungry for the education. So if companies would take control and do that, you'd have less issues. If they would take a little bit more control of their marketing, if you look at the top-tier companies, companies like Primerica, Legal Shield, Keller Williams, these guys control the message so that they don't have to worry about the regulators as much. And that's what some of our regular companies ought to do a little bit more often, and we wouldn't have near the trouble that we have.
All right, we got to take a break. Final break coming up right now. It's the Network Marketing Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Troy Dooley, and Rob Sperry, sponsored by ContactMapping.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, this is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, final segment. Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Rob Sperry, and Troy Dooley. And it has been a great show. I love these guys so much. Here's what I love. You know, in fact, earlier, Richard Bliss Brook called me, and he'd just done a big interview with Kevin Thompson on this very topic. But it's just a brain trust. Whether it's Eric Worre, whether it's Tony Cannulli, whether it's Ray Higdon, whether it's the ANMP, it is so exciting to me to see so many people standing up saying, we've got to make this profession better. And if the companies don't do it, by God, we're going to do it as leaders or as trainers. And I think you guys are, you're right on the money, and I can't thank you enough for doing that. And I was talking to Troy Dooley last night. I think I'm going to try to get Kiyosaki on here. And the reason is, number one, he's a lunatic. Number two, he loves Bitcoin. Number three, he wrote that book with Trump. Number four, we've got to figure out a way to get Washington, D.C., to understand that this profession is indeed a professional profession, and somebody's got to get to the ears of those people, and maybe Robert Kiyosaki could do it for us. So I sent him a text last night, and of course he didn't return it, but I never give up because I'm a contact mapper.comer. So that's that simple. But don't you think we just got to keep raising the noise? You know, Brooke said something. I think it was Brooke. I don't know who it was. You know, we've got to get loud. We have to mobilize. We've got to police ourselves, and we probably need an association to do that, that can do it and do it loudly. And, you know, now we've got that guy from Success Partners. What's his name? The guy, the hero, the famous guy that's got all the dough.
Oh, Johnson.
Stuart Johnson, yeah. Now, he's on the board of the ANMP, so that's getting everybody tied a little bit better. Steve Wallach from Longevity has said that he resigned the DSA to get more involved with the ANMP because he wants to be able to have a voice and make a difference. We, you know, Al Bala, you name it, we got to get these company owners just wrap their arms around the fact that we can make a difference. But if we're completely fighting with each other, nobody's ever, ever going to accomplish anything. So that's what you guys are doing, and I want to thank you both for that.
You hit on that, Tom, and not just the company owners, but we're getting more people now looking at Congress. Ryan Chamberlain, who used to be with Evolve, is now running for congressman out of Florida to get up there. We've got some others in other states that have built their whole careers in direct sales. And I think the more that we get people into Congress who understand the direct sales profession, they're going to be able to educate. They're going to be able to work as oversight with some of those regulators that are there, and that's going to make a huge difference. But it all starts at the grassroots. If we're not self-policing, if we're not holding each other accountable, then it's going to continue to be the wild, wild west. And I think that's what we don't want to do. That's why sometimes when I do the shows that I do, like this weekend, and I name a person's name, we don't name people's names to run them down. We want other people to realize, don't run these people down just because something became public. Rob just mentioned this. You know, don't come to me and say, oh, this guy is an evil person. Well, maybe he was evil to you, but maybe he's not. I want both sides of the story, or four sides of the story. I don't just want to make a judgment call and call a company bad, call a person bad. That's probably why half of my clients are troubled children that we're trying to either fix or shut down so that reps don't get in trouble and regulators don't come looking at us.
And I'll give you this. I've called you on the phone. You said, I'm firing this client. I am going to fire this client if they don't straighten out. And I've watched you do that. I've watched you self-police your consulting business. And if we start doing that, you're not a rat. You're just standing for integrity, and that's what we have to do. We didn't, other than at Maple Street Biscuit Company, where do people find you, Troy? Do you have another website or a phone number or anything?
They can go to troydooley.com or they can go to beachsideceo.com, either one of those.
That's perfect. There's people asking me, and I certainly didn't want to offend you and not have you have people call you on the phone.
No, just call Tom Chenault. I'm in contact mapping. He'll take care of it for you.
I relay. Hey, look at you. Yesterday, you wanted to find a famous guy. Yesterday, didn't you?
The number one
First Amendment attorney. He's got this big thing with this guy that terminated. So he wanted to know somebody in Washington, D.C. that could fire a hand grenade. And it took, 30 seconds for me to give you the number one guy in the world?
If that. Boom, yeah. There it was.
That's contact mapping, you guys. I'm telling you what, I have no assets going for me. I'm not handsome. I'm not young. I'm not rich. I'm none of those things. But I'll tell you one thing right now. You ever need a phone number, I know a guy. And of that, I am most proud. Because I am telling you, I want to be that guy you go to, that when I tell you somebody's good, they're good. And if I won't give you a name or I won't give you that person, it's because I don't believe it. And I know that my recommendation is an extension of me. And when you start becoming that, you end up with a really, really circle of friends, really great circle of friends that have turned into, and I'm always crushing his app because it's turned into 18,000 people in my phone with notes. I can get anybody on the phone just because I know a guy. And I want you guys to all be that too. So that's contactmapping.com if I ever heard of one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's what we do. So we got Bardi Toto. Do you guys know her? Bardi, B-A-R-D-I Toto, T-O-T-O.
No.
You're T-O-D-O. Yeah, either do I. But she's on my show next week. That's awesome. No, I read her resume, and she didn't look bad, and I got her on, and I got to do a little more due diligence, but I think she's going to be a rock star. She's massively connected. She has some stuff going for her that I think we need in the profession, so we'll see you all next week, and let's hope it's a decent show. We'll see you later.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.